Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
They cancel Monarch on Fox after a season.
That's the country music one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. It looked a bit cheesy, but that doesn't mean it won't be good. Yellowstone at times can be a bit cheesy.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, and I didn't jump into Yellowstone until probably season two, and Amy was like, you gotta watch it, and Caitlin was
yeah,
like,
but
it.
I mean I was late to it too, yeah. Like I remember my friend Gracie telling me you have to watch it, and I was like, I don't like old-timey westerns.
Same.
I just didn't understand.
Same.
Yeah,
I am just, again, I don't like to see anything canceled because I know what it's like. I guess I haven't had a show canceled. My Nat Geo show couldn't go on because I couldn't travel international and do this show, so Breaking Bobby Bones got, it wasn't canceled, but they were like, let's keep going. Can you go to Italy and then France? And then I'm like, I can't. I got to do the show. So I guess it sucked we couldn't continue that show, at least not for now. I guess it's still alive if we ever want to go back to it. It's on Disney Plus. But I know what it's like to not be able to do a show, and that sucks for them. Mm-hmm. Because I know Caitlin Smith, she was in it, and she had the song.
Oh, yeah.
She's a friend of mine. Trace. So that stinks.
Susan Sarandon.
I don't know her.
But yeah, I'm sure
oh, yeah.
She needed the
My
money.
My friend Susan.
But it didn't seem like, just watching the preview, that it was going to be something I liked. It seemed a little too like corny, like making, maybe how people in Montana feel about Yellowstone, honestly. Because they're like, you know what? That's not really how it is here. And watching the preview, I was like, you know what? That ain't really how it is. But I don't know. It's not going to move on, though. And I'm the guy who created it, too. I like Jason. So they should have consulted me. I'd taken some corny out of it.
Oh.
Dang, dude. They should have.
I'd have been a part. I'd have watched it and been like, too corny. Start over. That's all they needed to hear. But again, I never watched it. I don't even know if it was that corny. But yeah, it was canceled. So if you like that show, it's always disappointing when you really get into a show and they stop making
it. Yeah, because then you never get a closure.
Mm-hmm. What show did they just finish up? Like, they like rushed it to finish it because it was being canceled. I'm sure it'll come to me at 2 o'clock today when I'm like finishing up with something. It'll be like, oh. But they just finished a show because it was getting canceled. And they like fast forward to get to the ending out. There was a show I watched. I can think of a couple that I loved that were not long shows, but like whatever, that Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Oh, that was so good.
It was a great show and they canceled it.
And it was just like, what? That's it?
And then there was another one with the guys that were sports anchors. It's supposed to be like based on SportsCenter and they canceled it. It was a comedy.
I don't remember that one.
Exactly, because they didn't last very long. But I remember being so sad that it was over. And then Walking Dead goes on 400 years. And yeah. I stopped that one because I couldn't see it anymore.
I used to love that show.
It's my favorite show.
And I have no idea what's happening.
And I would like to go and catch up, but I don't know where I stopped.
Same.
Is it still going or is it over?
I think they either just finished or they're finishing, because I got invited to go do some stuff for like The Talking Dead. But I had to admit to them, I don't know what's happened in the last few seasons. So I'm not going to go do it. But they were like, hey, we know you're a fan, because it was my favorite show for a while. But then it started to get, I don't see well, so it started to get so dark, meaning.
Oh, like physically dark.
I couldn't see it.
Oh.
It wasn't dark like it was like too dark.
I thought when you said you couldn't see it, I thought you didn't know what channel it went to.
No.
But I mean, around 2011, like we were obsessed.
Awesome. But you know me, I love any show like that, zombies, apocalypse.
So what's Talking Dead?
Survival.
That's exactly what I was
saying. That show was so big, they had a show that followed it where they is a talk show where they talked about The Walking Dead,
oh.
thoughts and theories and celebrities that loved it, and they're doing the finale, and they were like, hey, come out and do this thing with us. And I was like, I don't know what's happened the last few seasons. I don't know if Rick Grimes is still on the show or not. So, but love that show.
That's like I used to do on Nashville. There was a show after the show. I mean, it was on the Facebook page.
Oh, you would
for
do
CMT,
that.
But we would have the actors on, and they would talk about it. We would talk about the episode, and fans would come and sit in.
Mm-hmm. They did that show, though, on television, though, first, because I did it when I was on TV.
Oh.
The Nashville talk show. That show got moved. It was huge on network.
Huge.
Oh, dude. That show, maybe, I loved that show.
Yeah. ABC.
I feel like that's ABC. A Nashville that's show right, that yeah. was it was good.
That's where people started to know about the Bluebird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the Bluebird has such history, but when the people from Nashville started playing it, that's when it became known by everybody. So people come all the time. Even still, the Bluebird's a massive thing. And so, but I watched on ABC, then it moved to CMT. I don't think I watched but like a couple episodes on CMT. But I watched everyone on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool to like think, like, I wonder who they're basing that character mm-hmm. on, you know, in real life.
And at first they were basing them off folks, but yeah. then the storylines just went so long. Heck, I was on that show. I know I think about it. I was on that show a few times. I was general, like reporter once where I was just like an extra who had a line. I was like, hey, so Raina, what do you think of your next, whatever. So I go do that. And then they bring me in as myself, but I have like one line like standing somewhere like, Raina, we'll see you tomorrow, whatever. And then like two seasons later, they call me and they're like, hey, would you have a real part? And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, you're in, you're talking with the cat. You're actually in an acting, like scenes. And I was like, I guess, but like, I don't want to hold the thing up because I don't know if I'm a good actor or not. And I'd done a couple things like movie stuff, but I'm definitely not an actor. And I went in and I was so nervous, not for the acting part, but that I was going to hold everybody up or they were going to be like, why is he here? Not because it was me, but because I sucked. And I had actual lines in the middle of talking with all of them. And she'd be like, well, so what do you think? I was like, I don't know. I just think if we do it now, it's probably not going to be good for the overall. But what if this, I hear you, but I did. And I remember they were like, all right, cut. And I just remember going, okay. Because what they would do, they would just go, all right, moving on. That meant good.
That was good.
We're moving to the next thing. And they went, cut. All right, let's do it again. I was like, God dang it.
Oh, man.
I knew it was me.
But when they say do it again, they give you any direction or just do it again?
Just do it again.
Or it could be that they want a different angle.
It could have been, but what do I do?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Doubt yourself.
Me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And I go, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Connie Britton. I was like, I'm sorry. She goes, for what? I was like, they're doing it again because of me. She was like, I don't know if they are or not. They just tell us do it again all the time. And I was like, well, I know they are. And so we did it again. We did it like two more times. And they were like, all right, moving on. I was like, oh, thank God. So, but it was fun-ish. Because I just put a lot of pressure on myself, not to be good, but I don't want to hold people up from doing their job that they do every single day, you know? Yeah. So, but that was fun. That was a good show for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, any show that extends out past like three or four seasons, they're then stretching and they have to take big gambles on the storylines. And it either it's either like a perfect gamble where somebody does something, or it's like, okay, let's jump the shark. They would never do this.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's my worry about Yellowstone now that he's the governor of Montana.
Don't ruin that.
Well, it's all over the previews, or I wouldn't say it.
Well, I'm only on episode one of the first season.
Well,
well,
you haven't started it quite yet?
I watched one episode, and I was like, all right, this is fine. Never went back.
Yeah,
oh,
but
so good.
You have to, I agree. After one episode, it was fine.
Give it a minute.
But like three or four, then I was like, dang. And then it was kind of, you know, our show, Caitlin and I's show that we watched. According to a new study, Las Vegas is the most fun city in America. And I have the top nine, and some of them were very close to, and some were not, but Nashville did not make the list.
Really?
Which is crazy, yeah.
That is crazy.
Usually it is just because of the honky-tonks, the party, yeah. The bachelorette parties. New York at 9. I agree. New York's fun if you know how to do it.
There's a lot to do there.
Yeah. I don't really like going to New York for fun because it's intense. But the first couple times I went, I was blown away at all the tall buildings.
Yeah.
And it was fun. But now that I go for work so much, I think I just associate it with work. Mm. And so I'm like, I don't really like being here. I just feel like I got to go do something. Number 8, Honolulu.
I bet.
That's
okay,
fun.
Yeah,
let's go.
But I went by myself, and I went to finish my second book, Fail Until You Don't, and I stayed in a hotel by myself, and I remember thinking, all right, I got to do something. And I went and hiked by myself up a mountain, and I would ask people to take pictures of me by myself, and they would look around like, where's your friend? I'd be like, no, just me. You know how weird it is to stand for a picture posed by yourself?
Yes.
It's weird. So I don't know that I had a lot of fun, but I can see where it would be fun. Nashville comes in at number 35. That's stupid.
Yeah, that is dumb.
That's stupid. Austin at 7.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Great city. San Francisco at 6. Great city.
Good.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a good one.
They go hard there.
Atlanta's at 4. Miami's at 3. Orlando's at 2 because of Disney World.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number 1, Las Vegas. The least fun, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. I will agree. Well, it's sad.
Oh, boy.
Did you do the tour there?
I did.
Oh, man.
By myself.
Oh, that was the same time?
Mm-hmm. By myself. I put the headphones on and walked around, and it's super sad.
That thing that's over the USS Arizona, like, did you go out there? Like,
I did.
What is that? Is that like a clear bottom and you get to see it underwater?
And sometimes they say you still see an oil droplet come up because they never touched it once it went down. And because it's still got oil, they don't mess with
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. They may have gone down for, I'm not sure, but I remember them going, they never mess with the mechanical part of it. And you can still, at times, there's still oil that comes up from it after all this time.
You know, I went one year and it was the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And that was a trip because there were a lot of military from the U.S. and Japanese military there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how many years later, meeting each other, talking to each other, they were once enemies and now they're just mingling together. And it was very moving.
Did you do the headset?
No, I didn't even do the tour. I just kind of showed up and watched because I'd never been there. So I just kind of sat there and watched the whole thing.
That to me taught me a lot of geography because for example, me growing up in Arkansas, stuff's just on TV or on a map. You don't I don't know where other countries were according to other countries. I never went to other country. But doing that, I learned where Hawaii and Japan and why they're so close and how they got there.
Oh, yeah.
That route and how they weren't seen until last minute. Like, I just learned that then because I don't know much. I learned all my geography as I got to be an adult. We started touring and traveling everywhere.
But you knew about it because you were geography B.
Geography B, I can memorize stuff like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
States and capitals, things in places. But still, I think like Denver and Vegas, where they are, I know where they are if you give me a map. But like thinking of them on a line as compared to us, what's up and down, sometimes I'm in them and I'm like, how are we so much north of now? I thought we were like straight across.
Yeah.
That I still struggle with a little bit because like we're Nashville. And like Denver is way north.
It is way north. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
And it feels like it should be straight across.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
But that's just us. Yellow Jackets season 2 is coming out. I loved Yellow Jackets season 1. It's about a soccer team. It's loosely based on the Miracle in the Andes.
The plane crash.
And where they go down and have to eat each other.
Huh.
But I say loosely because it's a soccer team and they're flying. I think they're from New York and they have to fly to Washington. So over that, though, you have to go over some of Canada and some of that woods that it's just so just robust wilderness. And so they crash and nobody can find them. And so they have to survive. And it's them as that's happening and also them as adults at the same time, back and forth. Loved that show.
But the true story, where does it end? Like, what do we know as far as like the yellow, like the real story?
Well, the real story is a soccer team, Miracle in the Andes, mm-hmm. where they went and how many of them died? I mean, how many of them came out alive? A couple overall?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, Lunchbox, you would love the book.
Oh, you didn't read the book? I thought you had read Miracle in the Andes. So it's real. It's about a rugby team, which to me, I guess, is soccer.
I thought it was soccer, different. Too.
Yeah, it's one guy's story about how it survived, but I don't know how many of them actually came out alive.
Okay.
But there's a Miracle in the Andes movie too.
They were there for 72 days.
16 people survived and faced a 72-day wait before they were finally rescued.
Oh my goodness.
In the snow.
And they had to eat each other. And they had to eat things.
When their friends would die.
But in real life, this is
real life.
Absolutely yes, this is real life.
Oh my gosh.
They would take some things and sometimes lay it on top of the airplane. They would take parts of the body and lay it on the top of the airplane so the sun would kind of turn it into jerky.
They cook it.
And they would eat it that way.
Stop it, guys.
The Uruguayan rugby team crashed in the Andes in 1972. Cannibalism helped. Some survived 2 months in harsh conditions.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd eat people immediately. I wouldn't think it was weird.
No. Like, I would try to get a squirrel first.
Yeah, but you're not going to find
squirrels.
How are you going to catch a squirrel?
It doesn't matter. I could eat.
It's your teammates.
We've declared some things are okay to eat as meat and some aren't, which is weird.
I know.
And if I were dying, I'd eat whatever.
I'm not eating you, dude.
I would eat you right now.
That's messed up.
Hey, come here.
No.
If you're feeling drained, you may be dealing with energy leakage. Hmm. Huh? Is that why that leaks down there?
Huh? That's not energy.
Oh, that's not energy?
That's not energy.
Wow.
That's the invisible ways we spend energy throughout the day, energy leakage. When thinking about the ways you spend your energy, if you're tired and you're like, why am I always tired? Sometimes you're doing all this random stuff, your phone, social media. And it's not just energy where you're physically, but emotional energy, because you only have so much.
Yeah, I feel that.
You have energy leakage?
Yeah, I could use a nap.
Yeah. You take a nap every day still?
Pretty much.
Is your mobile device affecting how long you're in the bathroom? No, but it helps because I'm in the bathroom a long time because I have stomach issues.
Time.
Yeah, because I work a lot. I've now become extremely effective at getting my list done while in the bathroom. Used to, I would go, I hate going to the bathroom. I'll just TikTok it. But now I save some stuff and know I'll get to it in the bathroom because I have such bad stomach, gastrointestinal issues. But they say medical experts are like, hey, sometimes we stay in the bathroom longer just because we have our phone and it actually hurts us. So they say sitting on the toilet for long spans of time can lead to excess pressure on pelvic organs, which cause hemorrhoids, dysfunctional voiding, and potential prolapse. I don't even know what that stuff is, but I probably have all of that.
Sounds crazy.
Whatever that is, I'm sure I have all of that. Paramedics' ambulance was stolen while they were on a call. Cops in Pittsburgh have arrested Vincent Skrabakic for something, well, stupid. Officials say paramedics were called about 4:30 a.m. Someone needed help. When they got there, he decided it would be a fine idea to hop in the ambulance and drive away. They tracked the vehicle down 20 miles away with the help of the spike strips.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You'll be shocked to know drugs and alcohol may have been involved.
Of course.
That's from Trib Live. A guy takes 40,000 ecstasy pills over a decade, lives to tell about it. That drug sounds like it's fun, only because they named it something fun.
Ecstasy?
Yeah.
X.
I don't know, man.
Isn't it called X for short?
Probably.
Is that like Molly?
No.
Again, you're talking to somebody who don't. I don't know. Scuba.
Yes.
We go to scuba. Yeah.
Scuba knows.
Lunchbox knows. Yeah. Molly is very similar, same kind of thing as.
Have you ever taken ecstasy?
I've taken Molly once or twice.
And what is it?
Once or twice.
What is it? What do you do? What do you feel like?
So the reason why I was told to take it, I won't get too graphic, is it's supposed to enhance your sexual experience.
Yeah. Ray, why are you nodding your head yes too?
I'm hearing what he's saying.
No, you're nodding your head like you.
He's like, yeah, totally, dude. I've done that as well in Miami.
Go ahead.
So it was supposed to be for that, and I had the exact opposite experience for me. Like, it went away and tucked into my body.
Oh, my gosh.
It went back. Maybe it enhanced it opposite.
This is, like, not enhanced what it for I me only. Think about right now.
So that was my first experience was for that, and it didn't work out. It was my wife, by the way, who we're now married to.
Guys.
Then the second time was just a party with my friends at my bachelor party. We did it multiple times, and it was fun.
So it just makes you feel good?
Yeah, you laugh a lot. It keeps you awake. I think it's maybe a version of like not a cocaine, but like an upper.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps
you
awake.
Were you paranoid ever?
No, I don't get paranoid of things like that.
Oh.
Well, they say if you smoke weed, you get paranoid. Some people do.
I've never gotten
paranoid.
You haven't?
I think everyone's different based on chemical makeup.
I live paranoid, so what does that say?
You might be should smoke some
maybe
weed.
Maybe it would calm you.
Yeah, I need whatever. I'm jealous of my friends who can drink and smoke weed and use it in a way that is just good for their day-to-day because they get to do this.
For day-to-day, yeah. That'd be nice.
If you can just do it.
Just think if we did this whole show, everybody
day-to-day
was
high. Well,
I'm saying day-to-day if you need it, like in a day, but you're not abusing it.
Yeah.
Like if you have a drink in the evening.
But I think day-to-day is calm. Abusing it.
Not every day. Okay, sure. I don't know what drug talk
I'm
here.
Like, those days I had wine every day.
Yeah, man, it's not good days.
Dark times.
I'm jealous because I would love, first of all, I can't smoke any, that to me, the hot.
Well, you can chew it.
Okay, whatever.
That's true. You can have popcorn.
Okay, well, whatever the case, I'm jealous of people that do it because it's just something that can take the edge off. The only way I know what the edge is when I do laughing gas.
At the dentist.
And I love it. And I do this. I just relax. And it's the only time my body doesn't feel like it's a lot of. You ever play the game Lemmings?
No.
Huh? The little things, all the creatures, they're all doing the same thing. Like my body feels like it's always working. Like there are tons of little things like carrying a boulder up to the top of the mountain and they're going up the up and my body feels like it's always doing that. And my brain is always doing. There's always little men always going, we can't stop. If we gotta stop, we're going to sleep. We don't want to go to sleep. We can't go to sleep because if we go to sleep, we'll kill this thought, this thing we're working on. We'll go to sleep. Well, I woke up in the middle of it, but what was I doing? That never stops inside of me. And I'm jealous. And I know that if I don't know, but I feel like if I did it, I would fall into the same path that my family did. I got an uncle who died of it. I got a mom who died of it. I got a dad who left because of it. It's all there. I just wish that I felt like I could go there and have some sort of relax.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Molly is supposed to increase your energy, pleasure, emotional warmth.
That's too much. No,
I need
you just need to smoke, because for me, my family was also very much into alcohol and harder drugs. So yeah. I was straight edge until I was about 21. I didn't do anything because I was like you, very nervous of becoming like my father. And so then in times of need, I found out that weed was the only thing that I could do on the weekend or to de-stress. Like, hey, Eddie goes home and has a beer. What's wrong with going home and smoking a bowl?
Well, I don't even know what a bowl is. Is it a literal bowl?
No.
Yeah,
no. It is, right? Like a little bowl?
It's a pipe that's shaped like a bowl, and then you smoke
it. Is.
Yeah, it's a little bowl.
I never knew what that meant, so I just always was like,
He was thinking like a cereal bowl, though.
Oh, yeah, You can make them that big too if you like, but you don't need that.
Dang, dude, that's like a fatty.
And you can laugh.
It's more than a fatty.
You know, people can hear this and be like, oh, I can't believe I'm talking about it. What's funny is recreational marijuana is legal in so many states now. It's just like alcohol, except it stinks worse.
It does.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, you like
smell?
Yeah,
you like it?
Yes.
No.
I don't like it.
You guys don't like the way it smells?
No, it smells like a skunk.
I was talking to someone in the house, not in my house, like
the House of Representatives. The house,
yes, over the weekend, talking about medical marijuana, and it turned into recreational marijuana, and I said my only, I guess, beef with politicians, the ones that are cool with alcohol but not weed. I would just be cool if they were like, no, my belief system says no alcohol, no weed. That I would understand and respect if that's what you said and you felt that way, because they're the same. If you said that, I'd be like, I respect it. I don't agree with it, but I respect it, and you're aligned, and so I have to respect that. We shouldn't all believe the same thing. I don't even agree with me most of the time. Sometimes I'm like, I was stupid of me to say it. But it's when you go, yeah, whiskey's okay, but weed is not. Whenever whiskey is so much worse for you, alcohol-wise, just alcohol in general, than weed is. And so, you know, you ever heard the saying, give four people some whiskey, they'll start a bar fight. Give four people some weed, they'll start a band.
No, I never heard that.
I mean, it's just like, so I'm like, that's what I was talking to her about. I was like, you know, I've never smoked weed in my life, but I'm such a proponent of it medically, because I've seen it actually change people's lives in a way that allows them to live and not be in physical pain constantly. Amy's mom, for example, like it helped her.
Well, yeah, not just pain, but she needed to eat.
Yeah,
because
and gave her an appetite.
She was so frail, and the doctors, because of the chemo, they're like, she really needs calories.
And nobody tends to want it until it affects something in their life. Not talking about Amy, but politicians. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? We do need it. But let's let your beliefs line up. It's almost like the sports gambling in Kentucky. And some of the politicians, they won't even let it go to vote in Kentucky. Well, you know, our values. You got a horse track. You got the biggest horse racing track.
Yeah.
You got people stopping at gas stations buying lottery tickets.
Scratching
but all of a sudden
away.
You can't gamble online with your phone. Like where you have to have a checking account or you have to have a debit card. You can't use a credit card.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about. And I think Eddie was like, hey, dude, shut up.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I just told her, like, you got him going. You got him going now.
Wait, was she commenting or was she just sitting there?
No,
they were both going. Oh, okay. I thought it was just like, she was like, thanks for your concern.
It was, but it was a while. No, she brought it up to me initially. And then I was like, you know, I was talking with the Arkansas governor, and that's what I was talking to him about, was the difference in casino gambling in a town that's struggling financially. And you're like, people come in, they spend their paychecks. And app on a smartphone, you can still get in trouble doing it all, but you have to go through, hop a few more fences just to be able to get on a phone and gamble there. And why is one okay and another one's not?
It's a great question.
But that's what we did. And Eddie was like, you got him going.
Yeah. You ever been to one of those small casinos?
I have.
Man, it's sometimes it's pretty sad.
Hey, it's a different vibe than Vegas, huh?
Oh, a lot of different vibe, man.
It is. Back to the story. He took 40,000 ecstasy tablets over 10 years.
I bet his brain is fried.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, what's happening too is they're starting to do these studies on some of these psychedelics and how it helps with PTSD or how it helps. And there are doctors even here where microdosing is starting to be something that they're doing that actually helps some severe trauma.
I've read about that.
Not erasing it, but helping people cope and not have it turn into or remain extreme PTSD.
Why does this sound familiar?
Microdosing?
Nine Perfect Strangers?
Yes.
Oh, they do that in that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. So I, again, as somebody who is scared to death of drugs, I'm so for science learning more about them, because I will take pills for stuff. That's just because science has told me that's okay.
You don't even ask questions about it.
I don't. So if that becomes that, where doctors are like, yeah, this now works in this way, it'll just be that 10 years from now. And also kids now that are 17 don't have the same feeling about weed that we do, because it's become much more of a normal thing where it's not like, oh, that's an illegal drug.
Well, that was what was crazy with my mom in the state of Texas. Is in the hospital, the first time she ever took marijuana, it was synthetic marijuana, which the hospital prescribed to her, and it was a pill. But it was the same effects that smoking weed would have taken, but just from a pharmaceutical company and controlled. And, like, I went to the grocery store. I bought her all these snacks. We put on some Bob Marley in her hospital room.
Me,
and
that's not that hard, but, yeah,
that's cool.
Well,
I like
it was
anyway.
Kind of funny because my mom was like, what? I'm about to take this pill. She was just like, I've never had any weed in my body before. So she took the pill, and then later we had to do it illegally at home to, like, buy it. We bought Lance Armstrong.
Which sucks.
We didn't buy it from Lance Armstrong, but it was a particular type of weed called Lance Armstrong that a lot of cancer patients liked because Lance had cancer.
Wow.
Anyway, it was bought illegally. So that was the weird part, is in the hospital we were allowed to do it, and at home we weren't.
And you have to remember, too, alcohol was illegal for a while, especially during Prohibition.
That's right.
Speakeasies. Alcohol. What is so easily gotten, used, drank, illegal. You'd have felt that way about that then. So anyway, it's just weird that I guess I am. Scuba, am I straight edge?
Yeah, because you don't do anything. You're straight edge. You're the guys with the axes on their hands.
Yeah, but I like laughing gas at the dentist.
But I guess that has to happen.
I like sugar.
Okay. That's okay.
Sometimes I get in a fight with BK from Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, you know what?
Because you're on sugar?
Well, not because I'm on sugar.
You may not be straight edge. You may be a little straight.
What?
You're saying he's got a little edge to him because he's not...
I gotta fight people.
But what is sugar. The definition of straight edge?
Yeah, what is it?
No alcohol, no drugs.
I thought that's what it is.
Oh, it literally is just that.
I thought that's what. Yeah, because when you go to like concerts or shows, maybe the straight edge kid shows, they wouldn't drink, they wouldn't smoke, none of that stuff.
Hey, Mike, there's some more stories that I haven't got to, because I have some really good ones here that I don't have the pages for. But that's okay. We'll come to it. Maybe you can just throw them
up
on screen.
You're not hardcore punk.
No. It's moved from that. Like, straight edge used to be in the punk world. Now straight edge is just, anybody can be straight edge, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I am a punk. Ask BK from Florida, Georgia.
Oh, boy.
A 3-day search for the buried bodies is over after an Iowa woman claimed her dad was a serial killer. Remember that? She said she helped bury the bodies.
Yeah.
They went and searched. They found nothing. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation directed the search. They went. She claimed that her father had buried upward of 70 bodies. After exhaustive efforts, no evidence was found.
Oh,
the sisters have said he wasn't a serial killer.
So
the one is, I don't know.
So she's not going to be invited to family Christmas.
NBC News, I don't know.
Definitely
it seems
not.
Like just from it that she may have made it up, but I don't know.
Yeesh.
It seems like it. $2 million Powerball ticket's going to expire soon on December 15th. So they're going, you guys have to check your winning numbers.
People are idiots.
It's a $2 million ticket. And so Indiana has it, and they say, hey, everybody, please, check your ticket. Somebody's got a $2 million ticket they're not cashing in. It expires in 3 days.
That's a retirement ticket right there.
There's a parent group that's filed a lawsuit saying their kids are addicted to Fortnite. And Scuba was talking to me about this for a second, because I agree. Your kids are playing video games because you're not enforcing rules on them.
Yeah, you let them. I mean...
Scuba, what do you think about this? These parents are saying, hey, we're going to sue because our kids are addicted to Fortnite. Your thoughts about this specifically?
I mean, this what you said. It's ridiculous. You are in control of your children. It's no one's fault but your own. I know you could say, well, it's difficult, whatever. I have a 4-year-old. You try to take away things from him. It's a pain in the butt. But it's no one else's fault but your own. You are in full control. You take it away. And if they have addictions or whatever, that's your fault as well.
Well, they're not going to sue. Let's say their kids become an alcoholic at 16. You don't see parents going to sue the liquor companies.
Yeah, exactly.
But because video games and addiction to Fortnite is in the news and trendy, this is now a thing with them.
It's the same thing, like, I think going back to Columbine, where they were upset with video games and they blamed it on Marilyn Manson and video games.
They're looking for any sort of scapegoat at all.
Exactly.
And it's bad parenting. And so they need something to go, well, we're not bad parents. It's Fortnite's fault.
Exactly, yeah.
But I hope the judge says exactly what Scuba said. Like, this is on you, not the video game company.
They will never
get to a judge.
There'll
be no setup. It'll get to a judge and he'll throw it out. They'll never get to a judge. Right. He'll just toss the case.
I'll be like, okay.
Is what I assume. Thieves drive off with over $600,000 in cars from a dealership.
Oh!
Thieves drove away from a dealership with 10 expensive cars early Friday morning. The entire caper was finally... the whole thing was caught on security cameras as I'm all leaving. But as of right now, I don't see that they have the cars.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's got to be something inside, like inside job somehow.
Yeah, because what's amazing is a car dealership has all those expensive cars and all they're protected by is a little metal bar. You know what I mean? Because you can't get out. like, you know, some places have cages and stuff because you.
But you also got to get the keys to get in them.
Right, but it's just so funny to me. You drive by a car dealership, and there's just that one little metal bar, and it's like, man, that's all it takes to protect all those cars.
And getting the key.
But it's heavily lit too. It just seems like something you don't want to do.
Right? Yeah, so that's why they light the inside of places too, because like we can see you if you're doing it. Yeah. But that had to be something that was orchestrated long ahead of time and had some inside
very
information.
Very sophisticated.
Full encrypted backups of photos, chat histories are coming to Apple, so they'll soon be available to Apple users. Fully encrypted backups of things like photos and chat histories will soon be available, meaning you can lock all your stuff up.
Okay.
Like your texts, your photos, and so people can't just hack into your cloud. It's going to have another layer into it.
Nice.
Speaking of technology, Twitter sucks right now because they put up so many ads. I'm blaming Elon Musk because this is what he's doing. Every like fourth thing is an ad for something. It's like a promoted thing. You guys seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't been on.
Yeah, been on Twitter, man.
It kind of sucks there. Right now with that. I still like Twitter for what it's for, but every fourth thing is something I don't care about, and they're not picking based on my algorithm.
Well, they're sure they're also throwing a lot of people in my feed that I've never heard of. I don't even know who these people are, and it's like, oh, you may like this.
But Instagram's been doing that too.
Yeah, but Instagram, I'm always like, oh, I should buy that.
They
like,
know
they're
what
better
you want.
At it. But this is also like news stories.
Yeah.
And like these junk websites that are just getting clicks and selling ads on the sites. I don't know. Ray, do we want to get into this?
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, I say yes, whatever.
Well,
it is.
It's not, I know.
It's really juicy.
It is juicy.
It involves Morgan.
It does involve Morgan.
What? She's going to hate me.
Oh, boy.
I don't know that she's going to hate. I don't think that she's going to hate you. Does she know about it?
I believe my wife sent it to her and
you know about
texted
it,
it to her.
No, I didn't get sent anything.
It's like not, a TikTok?
It's not not your ex-boyfriend this time.
No, it's my ex-ex.
Ex-ex. Mm-hmm. Do you know about this?
Yes, I do.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Ray, you talk about it.
Well, okay, so it goes with Morgan saying like she's dated some trash dudes. And she's right. Because,
not my fault.
Yeah. And so this thing went viral on TikTok. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's her ex-boyfriend in this 600,000 views on TikTok. And then here's what it says. So this girl went on a date with him. And she Morgan's ex-boyfriend's in the video. And she goes, when you paid your own way to Nashville to meet a guy you've talked to on Instagram since 2017. And he got blacked out 1 hour after he picked you up from the airport, left you on the streets. Then the next day, blacked out by 2 p.m. And you flew back home to Austin, not even 24 hours later.
So it's a girl who wrote that about Morgan's ex-boyfriend.
Dang.
It just really paints him as just a horrible dude.
But that
I hear
tracks,
the 2007.
Right? Yeah, that's that when tracks. We were dating.
Sounds
yeah.
about right. That's what I saw, 2017. Whoa. So he was talking to some chick while you guys were dating.
I left a comment on it. I was like, me watching this, knowing he was my boyfriend in 2017.
Oh, you did?
Because I was like, it was funny to me. Listen, I had much bigger problems with him than the fact that he was either physically or emotionally cheating. We had much bigger issues.
Was he blackout a lot?
I mean, this was my abusive ex, yes. Like, this is the bad dude. He's not a good guy.
Well, he's viral now. Lunchbox, you jealous?
Oh! Yeah,
that's one way to go viral.
That's one way to go viral.
Yeah, but yes, he was an alcoholic. There's a lot there.
A woman coughs hard after eating spicy food, ends up with a fractured rib.
Oh, great.
Cough that hard.
Spicy Christmas coming up.
Friday.
Oh,
spicy
no.
Christmas, we have a gift. Spicy Christmas.
So they cough that hard that it. It's like, my gosh.
Maybe they already had like a sort of cracked rib situation.
I don't think so. She just said
that's some hard coughing.
That's some hard coughing for
Lunchbox
sure.
Lunchbox, he was coughing that hard last week.
Oh, a few weeks. I mean, it took about 3 weeks to get over that.
Are you better?
I'm better. No more cough. I mean, what's crazy is I had the cough right into
the oops. Puking.
We know.
Yeah, your double cough shot. Was really bad, but you stayed through it, and then you hit double shot of espresso, like
throwing down.
There was no way I could stay during that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you not. You I lost what? My voice. I got super busted up last week. You may have heard some of the St. Jude stuff. Where I was like, because we'd recorded some of the performances ahead of time. Where I'm like, hey everybody, my voice sounds pure and crisp, and then I'm like, please donate. So I got every time Lunchbox gets sick. I get sick after.
It's hold crazy, on. Right?
It's like the weather. You can call Eddie's family in Texas, and they'll be like, yeah, it's going to rain there in a couple days.
That's right.
If Lunchbox gets sick, you know I'm going to get it soon.
I can't believe you got Bobby sick twice.
No,
that's
no,
crazy.
Hold on.
My theory is he licks my microphone and stuff when I'm not here.
I did not get Bobby sick.
You did, though.
How?
I don't know, because you got sick, and then he got sick.
And it's not the first time, buddy.
You understand there's more than one kind of sick.
Nope, there's not.
I don't know, man.
You're right.
Lunchbox, they're just giving you a hard time. Just let it go.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's it. I mean, for the first show.
Because the B team really believes that, and they're like, oh, that jerk Lunchbox, see, he gets Bobby sick.
Yeah, but you mess with people so much. You give people hard times all the time.
Stuff.
When we give you one hard time once, oh, man, you guys are mean. And they're like, why are they mean to Lunchbox?
I never said you guys are mean. I'm saying the B team actually believe I got you sick, and they'll pick it in front of my house.
And it'll hurt your feelings?
No, it's just annoying.
Oh. On my Instagram story, there is a link to go and sign up for the B team if you want to get pre-sale tickets to our $1 million show, the 6th annual one, The Raging Idiots, Eddie and myself, Parker McCollum, Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine, Tracy Lawrence, Time Marches On, Michelle Branch, which is going to be awesome, Randy Houser, we've got special guests too that we haven't put up there yet, but tickets go on sale, all the money goes to St. Jude, tickets go on sale on Friday of this week, but there's a B-Team pre-sale on Wednesday. On my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can sign up for the B-Team and get that pre-sale link when it comes. Thank you. That's it for the book. Anything I'm missing? No. That's it for the post show. Goodbye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.